You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. A British invasion is coming to Detroit. This week, a five-day music festival kicks off in the city. Detroit A-Go-Go was organized by Phil Dick, and he joins us now via Skype. I understand 300 fans from Britain are making the trek to Detroit for this festival. Why?
Well, just about 300 of us are coming over from Britain for this festival. Basically, we love the music of Detroit. In particular, the soul and Motown music of the 1960s and 70s. It's really, really big over here in the UK and has been for over 40 years.
So why? How did that come about?
Well, when Motown first broke in the UK in the early 60s, and some of the Motown artists did a tour, it just kind of struck a chord with us here in the UK. We liked the sound, we liked the rhythm, we liked the beat. And we've just kept on liking that kind of music ever since.
So name some of the artists that are favorites there in Northern Britain.
Well, we've got the Capitals. The Contours. The Dynamics. Dramatics. Ha! What you see is what you get. Is what you get. What you see is what you get. Is what you get. The Adorables. Elgins. Yvonne Vanille, The Professionals, The Fabulous Peps, the list just goes on and on.
So who might you see at the Detroit A-Go-Go Festival?
Well, you'll see all of those that I just mentioned, and additionally, you'll see Kim Weston, you'll see Carolyn Crawford, you'll see Toby Lark, who a lot of your listeners may not be familiar with, but she did a couple of tours in the UK, iconic records back in the 60s, and she was over here in the UK a couple of weeks ago, and she played to 3,500 people.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So this is not just a music festival, I mean, in that it's going to be a lot of concerts. You're also going to be doing some tours. What are you going to see?
Well, we're going to see locations of the old recording studios in Detroit, and we're doing a big private tour of the Motown Museum, which holds a really special place in my heart, because I was married there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, I take it for a lot of these visitors, it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime trip in homage to this genre of music.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. I mean, many people are using their life savings to put into this trip. You know, it really is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime because a lot of the artists are getting older, but so are we.
So what do you expect to be the highlight for most of the fans?
It's hard to say. I mean, there are going to be many different highlights for many different people. I mean, for me, one of the great things is going to be getting to see the Capitals performing Cool Jerk live on stage. That will be absolutely amazing.
I remember that song from a long time ago when I was a radio DJ at a 50s radio show, and I'm not that
it was,
old.
It was made famous again in Home Alone, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That is Phil Dick. He's the organizer of the Detroit Agogo Festival being held this week in Detroit. I hope you guys have a great time.
Yeah, we will. Be sure to come along.
You can find more information about Detroit Agogo if you go to michiganradio.org. Thank you very much, Phil.
Fantastic. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.